Okay, hi families. Thank you for joining us. It's been pretty crazy. I will be honest. Olga Mislipsky has been dealing with the Situation Room, which in itself is a little nuts. The Situation Room is the DOE's track and trace, contact tracing, and they're pretty thorough. So it takes a lot of work. The interviews are pretty thorough. So I want to acknowledge that Ms. Lipsky's like behind all that, making sure that we're safe. Okay, Hui Ling, I'll let you go before I go
okay,
on.
Okay, 然后呢，校长说呢，最近呢，就是一切都是很，就是。就是很多很麻烦哦，然后 Ms. Lipsky呢，他经常跟那个我们教育局的情况室里面呢去沟通，有关于反阳性的那个结果症状结果，然后呢 ，Ms. Lipsky呢，他已经跟进了，然后他们呢就是教育局的追踪，他们呢就是会跟。他们呢就会去访问那些人是有呈阳性的那些人呢，然后呢就会做出一定的指定的，然后 Ms. Lipsky呢都有跟进他。Okay,
I will have to say it takes a lot of patience. And she has the patience. I am extremely impatient, just my nature. They respond to her because she's calm. They respond to me because I CC everybody under the sun. So, and I get very angry, vocal, and, I choose very strong words. So I want to acknowledge her graciousness in handling this, because if it were me, I'll be like something else.
Okay, 然后校长想说，就是在趁这个机会呢，来表扬一下我们的副校长，因为他是非常有耐心的。然后呢，如果是校长，他说他自己本身是没有什么耐心的。然后呢，如果呢，他是要跟那个就是教育局的情况室呢，他就会写电邮，然后呢，他会就是加在电邮上面呢，所有其他的那个好像政治人物在里面，而且他呢就会选择一些。 不是非常好的字眼，然后呢，Ms. Lipsky呢，他相较于呢，就是非常非常的有耐心，所以呢，他们就是他去这个情况给他来做的话呢，就是比较好一点。Denise,
I'm in love with Finn. Oh my God, he's cuter than my children. Anyhow, so we are closed for 10 days. I had explained in the last town hall one day, when we have two cases and they're not related, they close the whole school down for deep cleaning for one day until they confirm that it's totally unrelated, then we are closed for 10 full days. Because then they're worried, like since it's unrelated, they can't track and trace properly. So they quarantine the building for 10 days. Really?
Okay, 然后呢,校长说呢, 就是上次呢，我们也有开市政厅会议，他有跟你讲说，他们关了一天呢，是要准备去大扫除的，就是完全去清理那些就是消毒的大消毒的。可是呢，如果呢，等他们确定了两单的这个反阳性的症状的话呢，而且他们这两桩呢是没有任何的联系的话呢，他们就会关10天。
And although we're trying 5 days, Ms. Lipsky and I have been like talking about it, like this really jeopardizes our 5 days. We're not feeling like, even though we're following all social distancing protocol, that we're keeping people safe. I know from the other district two schools, the ones that went 5 days to 4 days, because the children are in the building more, they've had more closures. And they've gone 5 days since January. So I'm a little concerned about that. I don't think I can make it work. I'll be honest. Some of the schools that have 5 days have much bigger spaces than I do. And my concern is, if we meet the maximum heartbeat and there's an emergency which has happened, which entails I going in, Ms. Lipsky going in, a nurse going in, we have to remove an individual out of the classroom. In many cases, it can't be the teacher because then the kids get scared. So we have to remove a child out of classroom. We can't work around it. What we did try to do is partner with learning labs. The problem is that if we close, they have to close because our children go there also on the days that they're not here. So learning labs close also. As much as I know, like, this puts a real damper, and especially with people's jobs, I can't go against the situation room. I don't want to, because if I do, I endanger more people.
OK, 校长想讲有关于五天的，然后呢，校长跟副校长呢，就是说经常商量呢，就是让学校让学生回来五天，可是呢，他们很害怕呢，会危害这些，就是不是危害了，就是其实就是怕呢，这个就是接触多了，上学多了，然后他们怕那些有可能呢会居住那个感染性的，然后呢，因为呢有很多的学校呢，虽然他们呢是有五天，然后但是他们从一月份开始呢，他们的关闭的情况也很严重，而且呢，我们也不想让我们的学生就是在每一个教室里面呢，都把所有的学生就是把足够的那些学生放进去，这样说如果有任何的紧急情况的话呢，如果 Ms. Lipsky 啊，或者是校长、副校长，或者是护士长要站进去的时候呢，那其中的小朋友必须要站出来。然后呢，因为如果每当有紧急情况的时候，小朋友都可能很害怕，所以呢，我们不想就是让小朋友经验到那一些情况。而且呢，就是有很多学校，他们虽然是有开五天，可是他们的学校的那个有房间比我们的大，而且呢，他们的地方也比我们多，也比我们大。然后呢，所以呢，其中一个方法呢，他们想说让小朋友可以进来呢，就是呢跟那个我们学校有一个那个学习的那个实验室呢，跟他们呢就是一起合作。然后合作呢，就是在我们就是说他们来我们学校上学的时候呢，他们就不会去这个学习的那个实验室那里上，就是去那里学习。然后呢，可是呢，问题是呢，如果我们学校关闭的话呢，我们关闭他们也关闭，所以呢，我们现在这些情况呢就是很难，就是说就是很难，就是两面都可以帮助的好。然后呢，就是我们也知道呢，这些情况呢有可能带给你呢就是上班的困扰，可是我们也不清楚应该要怎么样去解决这些问题啊。
So you get a notification every day. We're closed, and it tells you how many positive cases, the building's closed. It's extremely confusing. And I got it because it took me a while to really figure it out. And, you know, I still get the notification from Beacon High School, LaGuardia, and Stuyvesant High School, where three of my four students attended high school. It's kind of nuts how they're doing this. Just know that we're very fortunate. And we're going to put the link to this. We didn't realize this. We did is a report card that shows you how many people are tested in the building. Olga, am I right? It's the people that are tested in the building, the one that we got from the other school?
Yes, that's the weekly DOE testing.
Yeah. So you know that we have random testing every week, and they put down on this website, which none of the principals knew about. How's that one? A family member contacted another principal who then shared it with us. It tells you how many individuals in the building are tested. We're gonna put that on the link later if you wanna take a look at it. Just about all our cases did not come from the random testing. In fact, none of our cases came from random testing. Am I right, Ms. Lipsky?
That's correct.
Right. So on any given testing day, we test about 60 somewhat individuals. And if you take a look at our numbers for in-person, that's a big chunk of the school, including some of the teachers. So within the population in the building, those getting tested have been negative. Huiling, you go.
OK， 然后校长说呢，你们呢会在那个有时候呢，每一天都会收到教育局的报告，有关于我们学校呢到底有多少个小朋友呢，或到底有多少个人是有就是被感染到的。然后呢校长说呢，这些情况呢是就是有时候呢 收到太多的时候，你也不清楚发生什么事，很难懂。然后呢，校长说呢，他现在到目前为止呢，还会收到通知呢，就是他以前三个小朋友在学校读书的时候，他到现在还收到通知，所以他知道呢，是有时候看起来的时候呢，是也不太明白。所以呢，我们想跟你讲的就是啊。我们呢学校里面呢有随机的那个测验的，然后呢那个随机的测验呢，他们呢就是没有告诉校长呢说你可以其中去一个网站那里呢去检查到他们呢就是每一次随机测验的时候呢是检去测验几个，然后呢那个网站呢也会告诉然后呢就是说我们每次测验的时候呢大概有六十几个就是人去测验，然后呢每一个报告回来呢都是说他们没有的，就是说反阴性的。然后呢我们现在所告诉你的那些例子呢其实是其他的没有被检查，就是其他的是我们不是是随机检查的，是其他的人呢在外面然后他们自己去检查的时候，他们回来的那个反阳性的报告的。
Okay, if you go on the site, you have to type in PS42 or Benjamin Altman. We're going to put that in the link also. It's a confusing site because it has all the schools. Then you have to pick Benjamin Altman at 71 Hester Street. Ms. Lipsky will put that into the feed with the link so that you could find. If you have trouble, just school connects us. I want you to have all the facts. So we're also very fortunate. We have like wonderful families, families who did not go, who tested on their own and tested positive. They've called us and let us know right away. And they've been quarantined. Every time we get a call, Ms. Lipsky calls the situation room to let them know that somebody tested positive and she sends over documentations. Our families have been wonderful the minute they get the results. And if they tested positive, they get the results to Ms. Lipsky. We send that all in. Then they decide whether it affects us or not. We've been quite fortunate. Quite a few of the cases happen when the child's remote, really cute. Like they're remote already, but if they test positive, they go on Zoom with a mask on. You know, they're remote, they don't need the mask, but like they're so cute. Anyhow, but if they've been in the building, they do the contact tracing. And from there, we do the closures. So this 10 days is actually keeping us very safe. You know, we can be assured that, you know, when we return in February, they said January 30th, but I think that's like, we go back February 1st, right? Am I right? Because that's a Sunday.
Correct. Officially the 30th, but because it's the weekend, we return on the 1st.
So whoever has tested positive in this unrelated case, they would have self-quarantined and gone for retesting already. You know, so as much as I hate it, because it's really difficult to work from home, it's safer for everybody. And I know it's so hard, but there is not much I can do about it. I'm in the building, in and out. Today I'm not. Kitchen staff, a new kitchen staff is in the building. So more importantly, we're feeding again. So if you need snacks for your child or if they're missing their peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you can hop over and get lunch snack. Like I think they give you 3 meals in a bag and you pick and choose what you want. They're going to restart today, which is really great for the community. Huiling, I know that's a lot. I'm sorry.
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，那个网站呢，我们会在那个留言那里呢会放那个连接。然后呢，那个你去了那个网站以后呢，你必须要打我们学校的名字，一打 Benjamin Altman 或者是打42小学。然后呢，因为呢这个网站里面呢有纽约市的所有的学校在里面，所以有可能呢需要你就是说去正确的打这个名字的。还有呢，我们学校呢有非常好的家庭，就是学生跟家长跟家庭，然后呢，他们呢，每当他们去自己去测验的时候呢，每当他们回来那个结果回来呢是反阳性呢，他们第一时间呢就会打电话给我们学校，告诉我们。就是他们的报告回来了是反阳性的，然后呢 Ms. Lipsky 呢他就会马上联系那个情况室，然后呢情况室呢他们呢就会告诉 Ms. Lipsky 呢，他们调查完了以后呢，他们做完他们的访问以后呢，他们就会告诉 Ms. Lipsky 呢，到底应该要下一步要怎么样做，是不是关闭学校 ？OK， 然后呢，就是说，如果是关闭学校的话呢，他们呢就是想说，关闭学校其实是为了就是大众的安全，就是因为呢，他们去找不到那个联系，找不到联系呢，就很有可能是他们想防止扩散，所以呢。就是他们想就是说我们现在学校关闭到2月1号了，还有呢就是我们呢就是如果这个情况发生的话呢，校长说呢我们其实也没有不可以做任何的东西的，因为呢我们最主要的目标是让所有的小朋友回来上学呢是感到安全的。还有呢就是今天呢我们学校呢会有就是新的那个就是进去那个厨房里面的那些工作人员，他们今天会去厨房那里，然后呢我们又会开始我们学校提供的免费成人的那个餐，所以如果你的小朋友或者是大人呢想去那里拿免费的餐的话呢，你们今天可以去拿，他们今天会有人提供这一些给你们。
OK So one other thing I do want to share with you is that, you know, we're only required to test 20% of the individuals that are in the building. We exceed the 20% by choice. We have wonderful testers and they're really kind and gentle with the children. You can ask your child. Many of them will only go up now and expose their nostrils. Hey, Marie, tell Carmen I said hi. On the website, you'll see how many we test. It has been brought up in other schools that it's not fair. It's been brought up to the U of T, it's not fair. I'm giving you the heads up, I don't care. If they're in the building and they're kind and they won't keep testing until they use up their testing vials, I'm gonna go for it. If you object to that, let me know and I will make a note of it. But we follow a list that they give us and we call whoever's on the list. And we keep calling until they're done and they have to leave to go to another school. I feel like that's the best way we can ensure that we're safe. It opens up the possibility of us closing more, because the more you test, the probability of getting a positive is much higher. But I would rather us all be safe than sorry, because all it takes is one individual to test positive. And I can guarantee you the whole family has to get tested and it gets spread over and over again, which has happened to several families. Over the break, it's happened to staff members. So if you have an adjustment, let me know. But you know, if they send me that list and they're willing to keep testing, we test. Adults, children, we just keep going. So that has been brought up that we're not being fair and we're in a fine protocol. I'm just letting you know, I don't care. And if the chancellor calls me, and he did visit the school, by the way, he made us a surprise visit. He was very happy with how things were running. He ensured that we were following social protocol. He checked in on the classrooms. He stood out by the doorway and he waved hello. Very personable. I don't love him, but very personable. And he thanked the children and the teachers for their hard work, which I am grateful for. Okay, Huiling, you go, sorry.
Okay. 所以校长说呢，其实呢，教育局只是要求，或者是政府只是要求我们学校检验的时候呢，只要检验20%的，然后我们学校呢是检验比20%还要多的，然后呢有这一个就是有很多的老师啊，或者是学校啊，他们说这是不公平的，然后呢校长说其实他不管了，因为呢为什么，是因为他想保障所有的小朋友跟所有的工作人员的安全，所以呢如果他们是有那一个东西是可以让他们继续测验的话呢，校长想让他们继续测验，可是呢我们呢也是说，如果你们继续测验的话呢，有可能呢你们找到一个是有就是新型冠状病毒反阳性的机会的几率会比较高一点，可是呢我们觉得校长觉得呢这些呢都是必须要做的安全措施，所以呢他宁愿多测验，对不对，然后宁愿呢如果有一个就是检验出来的结果呢是反阳性的，然后呢也不宁愿呢就是把大众就是让他们觉得不安全了、啊。 还有就是呢，他呢有讲有关于呢，就是所以呢，我们现在呢一直会检验到他们说他们不可以再检验为止了。而且呢，如果就算是那个教育局的那个校长 ，OK， 他们来打电话给校长，校长还是会这个样子做的。然后呢，教育局的校长其实呢，在几个星期前呢，有来我们学校参观的。然后呢，他呢去也有去每一个教室里面，就是去一些教室去看。他站在教室门口跟所有的小朋友说早安。然后呢，他呢很非常的高兴呢，说我们学校呢有就是说每个小朋友呢都有做社交距离啊，而且呢在学校里面呢也有很多的那个就是标记啊，说小朋友必须要做社交距离的。然后校长说呢，他其实呢。就是教育局校长他其实呢是就是你他不是说他个人喜欢他，就是说他觉得他很亲切咯。然后呢他也说那个教育局校长他也说呢，他非常的感激所有的老师所放进去的就是帮助小朋友可以在这一个疫情当中呢可以继续的学习。
OK. If you have, Ms. Lipsky's mad at me because I said I don't love the chancellor. I don't love him. I disagree with a lot of his policies. I'm being very transparent, but I do respect the job that he has. And he's very personable when he's in the building. So I can't complain. At least I got to meet him in person. It made me like him a little bit more as a human. Tough job. I don't want it. I'm barely surviving here. Hui Ling.
OK， 然后校长说呢 ，Miss Lipsky 刚刚说他，
我用 like your emoji，
所以刚刚说呢，他因为校长说他不是非常的喜欢就是我们教育局的那个校长，然后呢，但是呢，校长说他虽然不喜欢他，但是他觉得他很亲切咯，然后呢，因为呢，他可以跟他就是相见。所以呢，让他呢就觉得对他的感官呢有改变了一点点，所以他。对他来讲呢，所以呢就是那个教育局的那个校长其实现在这份工也不好做了，然后呢他说校长说他不要他的那一份工，而且呢他现在在学校里面呢也有太多事情要应对了。
OK, so listen, you can like drop questions in the chat, all my town halls, like feel free to ask me anything. If it's really personal, I will message you directly or call youBut there's no such thing as a silly question. Really, like I'll answer anything. I want to be really transparent because I know how hard it is. Hui Ling.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，如果你有任何的问题呢，对于我们的市政厅会议的话呢，请在留言方言那边呢去提交你的问题的。不要以为就是说任何的问题都可以。就是请不要就是说感觉到你的问题呢其实是。就是不是一个很重要的问题就不提问了，不管是任何问题呢校长都建议你们去提交的。
Any questions? Because I do want to let you go and have your coffee, because my coffee's sitting here looking at me. I'm saying drink me. Okay. Oh, thank you, Phoenix's family. I miss him. I'm telling you, I can't pop into classroom like I used to. And it's really tough because I think as teachers, we are like, you know,It's just in our DNA to like really smile when we see children. Cody Dung's mommy.
Okay, so Cody Dung's mommy wants to know, she said, good morning. She said, she wants to know for those positive cases, the ones that they went to test themselves, right? These people have been in school?
I can't release any of that information at all. But I know that we are covered with the 10 days.Most of the families have not been in school. I can be honest that, you know, you have to remember if they went to learning labs, that counts also. If they went to after school, that counts. Because we are all connected, like CPC, Stephanie's on. I know Laura Lee and Natalie, they're in constant contact with PS42. I mean, really, Ms. Lipsky, I'll be real honest. So we're safe. Just like Cody's mommy, don't worry. We are safe.
OK, Cody 的妈妈校长刚刚说呢，他不可以告诉你呢任何刚刚你问的那个问题的资料，但是我可以跟他可以跟你讲，就是说这十天的关闭呢，就可以呢消除一些不必要的那个就是问题了。
Contact tracing will contact the families if there is a case where they're exposed directly. Period. Like they do the outreach.
Okay, 如果是真的是教育局的那个追踪部门呢，他们会直接联系那些人的。
Okay, we will open February 1st because the assumption is like whoever was in the building, we would have quarantined enough by then, and if the likelihood that you know someone else tests positive, they won't be in the building. Does that make sense?
Okay, 这个家长问呢说有没有机会呢 ?2 月1号我们不会开门。然后呢校长说呢如果呢我们在这一段期间呢对不对还是有人检验出来是反阳性的话呢那一个人呢他不会回来学校可是我们还是会开。
Okay, I think that's it. Listen, please school connects me with any questions. I check it 24/7, that's my job.My teachers are well aware and I'm well aware that we are public servants. We are here to serve you. Usually I do respond at all hours. My teachers won't. I won't let them because they really need a mental break. They are planning in a different way than I am planning. So I need them to like step away from School Connects. I have kind teachers that respond all the time and I'm going to have a stern talk with them because this has actually become our life 24/7.Even under quarantine. But, you know, thank you all for your patience. I miss all of you, like a ton. You don't know, because I've been under super quarantine because of my condition. I don't even mind standing on a fire escape and making new friends at this point. Huiling.
Okay, 校长说呢，如果你有任何的其他问题呢，请你们通过我们学校的 APP 呢，去就是发一个短信给他，或者是 email 他，也就是写一个电邮给他也可以了。然后呢，他呢是24小时，一个星期七天呢都会去检查这个我们学校的 APP。然后呢，我们学校呢，其实每一个小朋友每一个老师跟校长跟副校长，我们其实都是公务员，我们的责任就是帮助你们的。然后呢，他呢就是校长。说他自己可以24小时一天七天呢去回复你的问题但是他不想老是这个样子说因为呢有时候呢他们必须要就是有其他自己的时间然后呢校长也不要他们就24小时的回复你们所以请给他们几天的时间来回复有任何的回复来回复你然后呢我们学校的老师呢也非常的好他们呢一有空的时候呢他们就会马上回复你可是呢校长说呢他会跟他们详细讲说，千万不要这个样子做。
With that, I'm going to say, have a wonderful day. Like I said, any questions, any concerns, if you need anything, let me know. We will do our best to support you and your child. Okay. Okay, Huiling.
OK, 校长说呢如果你有什么需要的话呢或者是有什么问题的话呢你可以发一个短信给他我们会尽我们最大的能力帮助你的。好谢谢拜拜。
OK, stay safe. Miss you all.